The first day of class is delayed in Seattle Public Schools after teachers went on strike this morning. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld tells us, bargaining between the union and the district broke down last night over a number of issues.
The two sides have been negotiating since May. Despite working with a mediator all weekend and throughout the day Tuesday, they couldn't reach an agreement on a host of issues. Union Vice President Phyllis Campano says the district has not put forth a serious offer.
Our members are frustrated and angry, and they want a settlement, and they want to be respected. They want to be able to do their jobs teaching their kids, and that has not been put on the table. So we will stay out as long as we need to get that done.
Superintendent Larry Nyland has said the district is offering teachers a generous pay raise, but teachers say it doesn't make up for years during the down economy when they went without raises or cost of living adjustments. And they say the district's request for a longer school day would not come with a commensurate pay increase. Nyland says a longer school day is important to meet new state learning standards. Teachers say caseloads are too large for specialists like physical, speech, and occupational therapists. And they want a say in which standardized tests their students have to take. The district is not giving interviews about the bargaining process, but officials released a written statement saying they're hopeful for a swift resolution. They say the district's bargaining team is available whenever the union is ready to return to the table. The district is taking another tack as well. The school board voted Tuesday night to authorize the superintendent to take legal action if teachers won't return to work. Board President Sherry Carr spoke to reporters briefly after the vote.
We are committed to helping our superintendent get to a solution on this contract negotiation, and we're taking the action that he believes he needs in order to be successful.
This is the first time Seattle teachers have struck over a contract issue since 1985. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.